And now it's my pleasure to introduce you to a most wonderful man, Charlie Batch from the Charlie Batch Foundation and the Pittsburgh Steelers is here with us, who is a lover of Dr. Seuss. Hey, Charlie.
How you doing? Good morning.
I'm fine, thanks. How did Dr. Seuss become a favorite of yours? Do you remember him growing up as a kid?
I do remember. My mom used to read to me all the time, and you know, we just collected the Dr. Seuss books and different memorabilia over the years, and I just became a fan, and I've always stayed in touch. And as I started my foundation, I've always made it a opportunity to go back and always want to read to kids, and that's something that really makes this this week special, to be able to go back, visit, and read my favorite book, which is All the Places You'll Go. And it's just really great to be able to explain my story and just be involved with the kids' imagination.
Well, I've gotten to know Charlie a little bit better over the past month or so. He visited the studios recently with the Charlie Batch Foundation. And you're doing such great work with after-school programs and other programs here in our area, and particularly out in the area where you grew up, Munhall Homestead, around that neck of the woods. And are you going to be visiting some schools today?
Not today, but we did this week. We visited roughly eight to ten schools this week, and it just was really exciting to be able to go around the city and really to read to the kids and just be able to go out there and answer some of their questions. And it's just really been great. And I always start with my elementary school, which is Barrett Elementary School over in Homestead. And it's just really great because I did go there and continue to graduate through the Still Valley School District. So I always want to remind them, no matter where you're at, you can always, you know, go out there and live your childhood dream the way that I'm living mine right now.
Yeah, and it's funny how things also, the steps and decisions you make early in your life end up being markers too, because it seems like just yesterday I was in high school and, you know, Steel Valley was a team we played. It was a school we would visit, you know, for different competitions, athletic as well as academic competitions. I'm trying to remember the nickname for Steel Valley.
The Iron Men.
The Iron Men, that's right. I can remember, I went to Churchill Area High School, now Woodland Hills, but we used to play Steel Valley in the Whippoels all the time, and it was fun to go over there. Would you like to share a reading today of that book? We'd love to hear it.
Yes, absolutely.
As long as you're comfortable. We didn't have a chance to talk too much off the air, but if there's people listening on lots of stations and Oh the Places You'll Go, I remember when that book came out in 1990, and it became just an amazing book for graduates of kindergarten, for graduates of high school, even for folks retiring, and just about anybody facing a transition in life. And we pretty much face those every single day in one way or another. And if there's a passage or even all of it, we would love to hear your read.
Actually, I'm pulling up the book now.
Terrific. And the nice thing about radio as you're doing this is here's a chance for you to have Charlie Batch in the car next to you, or maybe sitting on a nice, you know, grandfatherly chair in your living room or family room. You're at his feet, or maybe riding in the car in the back seat, or, you know, maybe even sitting on his knee, and he's going to read to you and share some Dr. Seuss.
All the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss. Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places, you're off and away. You have brains in your head, you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are a guy who decides where to go. You look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't choose to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart not to go down any so good street. and you may not find any you might want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll hit straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening, too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole game, and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumpingly yourself, it's not easily done. You will soon come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but mostly they're dark. A place you can sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare stay out? Do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you go in, should you turn left or right? Or right in 3/4? Or maybe not quite? Or go around back and sneak in from behind. Simply is not, I'm afraid you will find. For a mind maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused and you'll start in the 2 race down long wiggle roads at a breakneck pace and grind on for miles across weirdish wild space. Headed, I feared, toward a most useless place, the waiting place. For people just waiting, waiting for a train to go or a bus to come or a plane to go. Or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow. Or waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for your hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting, waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for a wind to fly a kite. Or waiting around for a Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break. Or a string of pearls and a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. With banner flip-flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky. Ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you'll go, there is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame. You'll be as famous as famous can be with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when they don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll be playing lonely games too. Games you can't win, you'll play against you. All alone, whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much you won't want to go on. But on you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, thou enemies prowl. On you will go, the hawkless howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with strange birds as you go. So be sure when you step, step with care and great tact. And remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous in death and never mix up your right foot with your left. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kids, you'll move mountains. So be your name. Bucksbaum or Bixby or Bray or Mordecai Ali, Van Allen, O'Shea. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way.
Boy, Charlie, thank you for sharing that. Dr. Seuss wrote that just before he died, and I think he was 86. When that book was published. And as I was listening to it, listening to you share it, I was thinking about the trials and tribulations of sports, which that really fits. And I never thought of that poem in that context, but it fits so many aspects of life. Dr. Seuss really had a genius about him, didn't he?
He really did. And when you look back, and he had a way of saying it to make you understand, and it doesn't matter how old you are, it always brings you back down to the smallest of things that, you know, if you can conquer those smallest things, really, we go out there and life's a journey, and you have to make sure that you take it that as such, because it just, you know, you never know what's out there. There's not a book to succeed in life. You just have to continue to go on and live your life and make the most of it.
Yeah, that's I can see why that is the one you like to read, because I know with the kids we work in and day out, you know, life is really a roller coaster, and you need a reminder that not only do other people feel that way, they feel that way so much that they've put words to that effect in a book that you can read. And I'm so glad you read that to us this morning, Charlie. Anything you'd like to mention about the Charlie Batch Foundation, Best of the Batch programs, or anything else you'll be up to?
Yes, we're Best of the Batch Foundation, and we are an educational foundation, and we focus on reading and computer literacy. And anybody who wants to follow what we do throughout a calendar year and they want their kids to participate in what we're doing, they can go to our foundation website, which is batchfoundation.org, and you can see what we do throughout a calendar year, and whether that's kids participating or just you want to become a volunteer, we would love to have you, because not only do we service the Still Valley area, we are throughout the city of Pittsburgh, and that's what, you know, the volunteers have allowed us to grow and be able to go out there and really focus on a lot of children throughout the Pittsburgh region, and just really great to be a part of.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to join us this morning. And again, it's batchfoundation.org. The phone number there is 412-326-0119. And you can get information about how you can get involved and work with kids. You can make a huge difference just by becoming a volunteer, and I hope you'll consider doing so. Charlie, thank you so much. I know it's a busy weekend, and you read that. It actually seemed like you almost had it memorized. It was just brilliantly delivered. It was fun to listen to you.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, and look forward to coming on again.
Thanks, Charlie. That's Charlie Batch from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, batchfoundation.org. In just a moment, Daphne is going to join.